Hello for one final time. This is Brother Josh Hodge with the Magnify Him Together podcast. This is episode number 26, and we are with you one final time in the series Mighty Lessons from Mighty Men, and we'll be dealing with Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel. Now this is the final man in 2 Samuel 23 with a story attached. And Benaiah actually has much information on him, even information outside of 2 Samuel 23. But we want to stay within the chapter and look at why he is a mighty man in David's book of life, you could say. Now, we've talked all along that we are to be warriors in our lives as well, not taking up sword and spear and helmet and shield as these men are, but to take on the armor of God. But we learn from the Old Testament, when these men did take up such armaments, we learn lessons for us. So let's dive into the stories of Benaiah. And it is stories, plural. Because unlike the other men, Benaiah, it said he did many mighty acts. He did many mighty acts outside of this chapter, but this one still gives us three. It really is two more than any of the other men. Now, what's fascinating about each of the stories is they grow in detail. So there's a little bit more detail in each story. And we're going to learn how to fight sin, how to choose right, as we have with each of the other mighty men. So the first story goes like this. Benaiah slew two men of Moab. But they weren't just any men. They were lion-like men. Now, lions in scripture represent power and sin. You think of Samson, he destroyed a lion, which was comparable to him destroying the Philistines, or David himself. He told Saul, I've killed a bear and a lion. So too I'll kill this uncircumcised giant. And he compared really the lion and the bear to the Philistines, the uncircumcised, those without covenant, the sinners, the Philistines. And so what we learn here is that sin must be destroyed. It must be defeated. It must be killed. So let's put on the armor of God and do that. But the next story says, he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. Now, did you pick up the extra verb, the extra action he was supposed to do? So he slew something, just like in the previous story. He slew two lion-like men. This story, he slew a lion. But this time it says he went down also and slew a lion. There was deliberate intent. There is deliberate action to destroy sin. You know, sometimes it's easy just to focus on the positive in life. Always emphasize that. And that can be true and good, because sometimes if we focus on the positive, it will push out the negative. But sometimes we have to deliberately and knowingly fight sin. We have to know and understand our weaknesses to overcome them. We must go down, take action, and then defeat sin. And there are two steps in this story. He slew a lion in the second. He slew lion-like men in the first. In the third story, you'll see the two things repeated, but you'll see an additional element. Try to pick up the extra verb. So, the third story, Benaiah, slew an Egyptian, a goodly man, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. Wow. What a story. Can you imagine that? You go down and defeat somebody with a weapon, using their own weapon. That's incredible. But what do we draw out of it? Did you notice the extra verb? We had, he slew him, like the first story. We had, he went down, like the second story. But this third story gives us one more thing. It says he took the spear out of the Egyptian's hand. He plucked it out. That was the third verb. One extra element to this story than the previous one, and two extra from the first story. In the first story, we learned that you must destroy sin. In the second story, we learned that you must confront sin and destroy sin. And in this story, we learn that in slaying the Egyptian, you must destroy sin. In going down, you must deliberately confront sin, but in taking the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, you must disable sin. We must put it out of our lives. Get it out. There's a verse which says, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Don't allow things into your life, into your house, into your bedroom, into the ecclesial hall, where sin can rule. But rather make deliberate choices, knowing your weaknesses, to remove sin, but also to put ourselves in positions where it won't come back. Now, in the last story, it said the Egyptian was a goodly man, a man of countenance, of sight. He was quite the person to look unto. He was probably mighty himself, great stature. And sometimes sin can be appealing. It can look good. It can seem right. But do you remember how we started off in our very first podcast, part one? It talked about the wiles of the devil. Sin is deceitful. It might look good, but the end of sin is death. We've learned a lot from the mighty men, but if you're to take one lesson, perhaps it should be this. Sin and iniquity and transgression are all about us in the world, but we must fight a battle. And the battle is going to be hard, it's going to be gruesome, it's going to be violent against that enemy, sin. And we must realize that it's not supposed to be easy, but God has set us up to succeed. He's given us weapons, spiritual weapons of warfare. So finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. So take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Well, thanks for joining me on the journey to learn of the mighty lessons from mighty men, and more importantly, mighty lessons from Almighty God.